Blog Talk Radio.
Mighty Grill, put your hands together.
Praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord. Yes, you are now once again in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., coming to you live from Hopper Woods, Michigan. We come to you live each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am so excited about what God is doing through this worldwide ministry and platform. It is marvelous in our eyes, and I just give God the glory, honor, and praise for it. On tonight, we have a special guest. Sister Dean Dottie will be bringing forth God's word very shortly. So as I always say to the those of you that faithfully tuned in, you already know what I'm about to say. But for the new listeners on tonight, please get your Bibles, get your pens and paper ready, so you can follow along with this awesome woman of God on tonight as we go through God's word together on tonight. She's going to be sharing with us a testimony very shortly. And after we do our music break, she's going to come back and she's going to get into God's word on tonight. So you definitely need your Bible to follow along. We don't want anyone to take it lightly or for granted or to ever think that we're making up things as we go. We want you to read it to the Lord. The Lord said in his word, "My people perish because of the lack of knowledge." Sister Dean Dottie, before we go into prayer, I want you all to know that Sister Dean Dottie, she is a certified dean with the National Baptist Congress of Christian Education, and she also ran a Christian leadership school. So she's going to be delivering God's word on tonight. But we always open up with prayer, so I'm asking all listeners, if you will please pray with me. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King. It is in his name we come once again on tonight, giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. You're so worthy to be praised. We thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have and hold all power in heaven and in earth in your hands. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you're not like man. You don't get amnesia. You don't forget. You are a promise keeper. So we just bless your name on tonight. We come now asking in the name of Jesus that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, Sister Dean Dottie and her entire family, and all saved believers all over the land. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions and blot out all of our iniquities in the name of Jesus so that we can move forward and fulfill our individual and corporate body of believers, our God purposes in the earth. It will continue to give you glory is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, even your sufficient grace toward each one of us on tonight. We come now lifting up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land, whether they're sick in their minds, spirits, or bodies, touch, heal, and deliver. Heavenly Father, as only you can, because we do know without a doubt that you are still working miracles, signs, and wonders, and you're still setting your people free for your glory in the name of Jesus. And also, Heavenly Father, we come lifting up all those that are bereaved on tonight. Continue to comfort their hearts. Continue to let them feel your presence. Let them feel your peace and your joy, even during their hour of bereavement. And let them remember and know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Heavenly Father, we come now lifting up all those that may be tuning in on tonight through and over this worldwide ministry and platform on tonight that may not be saved in Jesus' name, those that may be still spiritually blind on tonight. It's our prayer, our hope and desire that you would use your woman of God and your word through the Holy Spirit that would touch their hearts as they hear your word, that they would open their own mouth, confess their sins and transgressions, and they would also open their own mouth and ask your son, Jesus Christ, to come to their hearts and save them. It's our prayer in the name of Jesus. So we pray now, to the Lord, that you will help us to decrease on tonight so that you may increase in us, that you alone will get the glory in the name of Jesus, we pray. And I thank you, Heavenly Father, for we know that you are our healer. I thank you for my good report on today from the Veterans Hospital as I went through my another colonoscopy on today. I am still cancer-free, and they told me that I don't have to come back for another 5 years to have another one done. Then also on behalf of my sister-in-law, my late brother, Curtis Lee Brown's wife, Rosalie, she also went through the same procedure on Tuesday, and she got a clean bill of health report also for the same procedure, and she don't have to go back for another 10 years. So we know that it's you who is our healer. So we just give you glory, honor, and praise, and not only for us, but all those that you are touching and healing all over the land. For your glory is our prayer. We say thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, on tonight, we do have another spiritual food for thought. Tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, and in the form of a question, what are you doing to honor and glorify God? That's a personal question on tonight for every Christian, every saved believer in Jesus' name. This question is for me. It's for you on tonight. Again, tonight's spiritual food for thought. What are you doing to honor and glorify God? In the form of announcements, I pray that you have your pens and paper ready so you can write down these announcements. I am so excited that on this coming Saturday, the 13th of March, my younger sister, Danetta Burney, will be my special guest. As you all have heard and known, that God has blessed her to write another children's book titled The Littlest Guard at the Gate. And also, she has another children's book titled The Best of Joy, and they are both now available at Amazon.com. But God has blessed her to open up a children's store and her website for The Littlest Guard at the Gate. It's all lowercase. If you have children that's age 3, I would say up to 8 years old, they can go to this website, her website, and they can purchase her books. So if you are a teacher, if you are a parent, or grandparent or uncle or aunt that have children in your life that you want to be a blessing to that's age 3 to 8 years old, you can go to this website and purchase the Littlest Guard at the Gate book. And he also have a coloring book. He has a crossword. He has a puzzle, not a crossword puzzle, but he have a wooden puzzle. Then he also have a little pillow with his picture on it that the little children love to carry around in the cars with them and they like to sleep with him. And then she have a variety of T-shirts with the Littlest Guard at the Gate on it. And some of the kids, I'm getting reports that some of the children, once they put their Littlest Guard at the Gate T-shirt on, they don't want to take them off. And then he also have a little theme song that you're going to enjoy when you go to this website. Her website is all lowercase, www.joshtheguard.com. Once again, my younger sister, Danetta Bunny's store and website for children is up and running. And the website is, once again, all lowercase, Josh, J-O-S-H, theguard.com. Also, my youngest brother, Herbert Charles Brown, will be my special guest on April the 15th, Thursday, April the 15th. My youngest brother, he is the author of the book titled Don't Skip the Process, Making Life Challenges Work for You. Again, my youngest brother is also an author. He's a retired Detroit police officer, but God has blessed him to write a book also, and it's titled Don't Skip the Process, Making Life's Challenges Work for You. He will be my special guest on Thursday, April the 15th. And his oldest daughter, I'm so excited for what God is doing in her life. She has just obtained her realtor's license. God has blessed her to write to become a realtor in the state of Michigan. So if you are looking to purchase your first home or if you are looking to purchase your dream home, let Kayla Brown, she is my niece, let Kayla Brown help make it a reality for you. Once again, my niece Kayla Brown is the daughter of my youngest brother, Herbert Charles Brown, and his wife, my sister-in-law, Tracy Brown. Their daughter, Kayla, has just obtained her realtor's license in the state of Michigan. So if you are looking to purchase your first home or your dream home, let Kayla Brown help make it a reality for you. She can be reached at, and she is she's associated with realtor, she's a realtor at Century 21. Century 21. She can be reached at, her cell phone number is 313, area code 992-5562. Once again, Kayla Brown is a realtor at Century 21. Her cell phone number is 313, area code 992-5562. Her office phone number is area code 734. Again, 734 is the area code for her office, 464-6400. And her email address is Kayla Brown, K-A-Y-L-A Brown, dot C21 at gmail.com. I'm also excited to announce a minister, Tawan Eppinger. He is a young minister at the Morning Star Missionary Baptist Church, where I am the musician. Minister Tawan Eppinger comes forth delivering God's word over this worldwide platform every first Thursday night. And then every third Saturday night, the Sunday school superintendent of the Morning Star Baptist Church, Deacon Edward Blakely, delivers God's word every third Saturday night over this worldwide platform. Pastor Ideal Tillman Jr. is the pastor, and I serve there as the musician. And before we move any forward, I want to give a great shout-out to my pastor and bishop. Bishop James Alvin Jennings is celebrating, and we are in the process of celebrating his 31st pastoral anniversary of the Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church. So I want to give a great shout-out to him, our man of God, at the Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church, and also to my church family on tonight. So those are the announcements that I have for tonight. We're going to go to our music break. And following the music break, we're going to come back. We're going to hear a testimony from Sister Dean Daddy is my special guest. And after she concludes with her testimony, she's going to go directly into God's word. So I want you all to know that I do welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. I thank God for this worldwide ministry and platform. I welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. You can always email me at all lowercase James underscore Brown 1558 at yahoo.com or on Facebook. Also, Sister Dean Daddy's husband, Minister of Music, Willie Hamilton, he will be bringing forth God's word on next Thursday night, the 18th of March. Minister of Music, Willie Hamilton, the husband of Sister Dean Daddy, my special guest on tonight, he will be bringing forth God's word on next Thursday night, March the 18th, and you want to tune in and hear what God is going to say through him on next Thursday night. But on tonight, we are grateful to have his wife, Sister Dean Daddy, is going to deliver God's word. So get your Bibles, your pens and paper ready. So after this music break, we're going to come back and we're going to use the mic to Sister Dean Daddy. Enjoy the music break.
Cover me, Lord, with thy spirit. Oh, come.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Aren't you grateful on tonight? I know I am so grateful that God's word is true. He said that once we are saved in Jesus' name, then and no one can pluck us out of his hands. So what a mighty, powerful song on tonight. Lord, cover me. Before I bring on Sister Dean Dotty with her testimony, and she's going to go directly into God's word, I'm asking all the listeners, if you would continue to lift up in prayer my brother in Christ, Pastor Eric Morfis, and his family. He is the pastor of Eagle Wings Church, which is located in Warren, Michigan. And also Pastor Kenneth Harris, the pastor of Detroit Bible Tabernacle. Pastor Eric Morfis and his family, as they have already laid their mother, Sister Ruby Morfis, to rest on last month. And also Pastor Kenneth Harris, again, he's the pastor of Detroit Baptist Tabernacle. His wife, First Lady, Sister Jean, Ruthie Harris was funeralized. I know it's been a year almost in April. It'll be a year that she passed away, but we want to continue to lift him and his family and that church family up in prayer. And also, finally, our church member, Deacon Rodney O'Brien, and the loss of his wife, Deaconess Angela O'Brien, and his sister-in-law, Tashana Thomas, her sister. We want to continue to lift them all up in prayer. That the Lord will continue to strengthen their hearts as they continue to grieve and mourn the loss of their loved ones. So right now we are so excited to have once again on the show for the first time my special guest, Sister Dean Dotty. Sister Dean Dotty, It is my honor and privilege to have you on as a special guest on tonight. So would you please share with the worldwide listeners and myself a testimony first, and then after you have done that, you can go directly into God's word.
Yes, sir. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. As I look back over my life, the Lord has saved me from death about 8 different times. But most recently, in 2018, I was diagnosed with cancer of the rectum, colorectal cancer, they call it. And when the doctor gave me that diagnosis, the peace of God that surpasses all understanding kept my heart and mind through Christ Jesus. The word, he said, I would live upon.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord gave me that I would go through, I would recover, but it would take time. So as I was going through the chemo and the radiation, which started at the same day on February 14, Valentine's Day, Love Day. It had a meaning for me. God loved me. And so as I'm going through, I kept on remembering, you're living the word. Live on God's word. And so, yes, it was rough. Yes, at that time, I still was operating the Christian Leadership School. So from January 2018, when it was discovered, until the end of March, I'm going to the school every Saturday for 8 hours from 8 to 4:30. But at 8 o'clock, I would bow my head because I taught all the classes each Saturday. So I would bow my head and say, Lord, I need your power to allow me to teach your word to your glory, your honor, and your praise. In Jesus' name, amen. And then I would lift up my eyes and the pain would cease. Miraculous power of God every Saturday I would see. And there is a blessing in the pressing. That's just not words, because as I pressed on at the end of March, I was not in pain coming into the building and doing the school. So I am excited about the fact that, as Brother Brown just said, his test, well, my test that I have every 4 months has said I am cancer free. And
yeah,
I've been cancer free for now. This is the third January. So from 2021, 3 years cancer free. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm ready now to start my lesson that was given me by God. I'm going to say this prayer. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me, break me, melt me, mold me, control me. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Hallelujah. The title of the lesson tonight is You Are Not a Mistake, coming from Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5a. As I have been doing, I must do this and follow the way the Lord has had me teach all of these years. I want to talk with the Christian to encourage them if they are hesitant about doing what God urges them to do with their life. But if any listeners don't know Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, let me help you and show you how you can become a Christian right now. since this teaching is for you. It is as simple as ABC. A, accept the fact that we are born into sin and need to be saved from sin. B, believe that Jesus Christ came to take away our sin and save us from our sin when he died on the cross. C, confess and agree with the Bible that Jesus is Savior and Lord. All possible, pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I come to you now in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. I confess that I am a sinner and that I have sinned against you. I ask you to forgive me for all of my sins, and I repent for my sins, and I choose to follow and obey and accept your Son, Jesus Christ, as my Savior and Lord. I ask you, Jesus Christ, to come and live in me and be Savior and Lord of my life. In Jesus' name, amen, and thank God. So now, because you are in the family of God and are a member of God's family, I'm going to now talk to the Christian. You are not a mistake, Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5a. The text from the Message Bible reads, "Before I shaped you in the womb, I knew all about you. Before you saw the light of day, I had holy plans for you." And I'm stopping at the A portion of the verse. This lesson began when God is calling Jeremiah to fulfill the purpose for which he was born. This chapter is written by Jeremiah when God wanted him and he told him what he wanted him to do for him. It's likely that Jeremiah was about 20 years old when he was called and received his commission by God. We all have an assurance that the Lord knew each one of us before we were born and has scheduled each day of our lives. You are not a mistake. You are not an accident. God planned your birth. Jeremiah may have been divinely chosen and empowered by God for his ministry, but because he was human, he was hesitant and reluctant to take up God's ordained role. God sovereignly chose Jeremiah as his spokesperson long before his birth. We must remember that God fashioned every believer from before birth for the special task and personal ministry to which we are called. Jeremiah feels fearful and unworthy, and he points to his youth, his inexperience, and his lack of speaking ability. In the Bible, Moses gave God excuses also. In Exodus chapter 3, verse 11, in the New King James Version, Moses says, "What am I that I should bring the children of Israel out of Egypt?" In Exodus chapter 4, verse 1, he says, "Suppose they will not believe me or listen to my voice." In Exodus chapter 4, verse 10, we have a record of Moses saying, "Oh my Lord, I am not eloquent. I am slow of speech and slow of tongue." And in Exodus chapter 4, verse 13, it's quoted that Moses is saying, "Oh my Lord, please send by the hand of whomever else you may send." It is important for us to remember that the natural leaders we tend to admire aren't necessarily people that God can use. That means God knows everything. God is all-knowing. The word is omniscient. He knows everything. So trust on him on that. Before God could be used, before God could use Moses, rather, it was necessary that Moses abandon all reliance on his own strength. Moses had to become aware of his weakness so that he could totally rely on God. Whatever he asks us to do, God has to get all the glory, all the praise, all the honor. We cannot brag, but when we do anything that God has asked us to do, and people are edified and built up because of it, we should say, glory to God, praise God, and thank you. We are going to hear a quote from Robert L. Cole. He says, when Moses said, who am I? That was a pretty good question. But God had a good answer. He did not tell Moses how many talents he had or how great he was. Instead, he gave Moses the assurance of the divine presence. That's the end of the quote. Now, that word is called omnipresent. Present everywhere God is at all times. God said he would be with you and never forsake you. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, it says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Did you know that you can say this scripture backwards and it will mean the same thing? Just listen. You forsake, nor you leave, never will I. Isn't that a blessing? We also must be aware of who God is and confidence in his great power. Now, that word is omnipotent, all power. God has placed his power within you in the person of the Holy Spirit. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says in the King James Version, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. The Holy Spirit had given Timothy a gift, and Paul exhorted him to use it actively. God's power, as I told you before, is from the Holy Spirit of God, almighty power. The word sound mind speaks of good judgment, disciplined thought patterns, and ability to understand and make right decisions. It also includes the qualities of self-control and self-discipline. We cannot do this on our own, but as Christians, as saved believers in the body of Christ, with the Holy Spirit of God in us, yes, we have God's almighty power. Possibly because of Timothy's youth or natural temperament, which was timidity or fear, he may have been reluctant to accept heavy responsibilities. But Paul is reminding Timothy that the Holy Spirit's fullness and gifts provide enabling power to exercise one's gifts. Now, returning to Jeremiah told God he could not speak as a youth. He claimed to be inadequate and inexperienced. But God said, I am with you. God's presence and support would overcome Jeremiah's deficiency. Some of us are told by God earlier than the age of 20, as Jeremiah was, what God wants our life to develop into. My experience is that God formed me in my mother's womb as a teacher. God sent a woman to me at church when I was 11 years old to tell me that I was going to be a teacher. I rejected that word. I now know that God was speaking to me through her because what she had seen me do at a young age around the church. But at that time, I did not know it. She saw me playing the piano for the junior choir at 11 years old, commanding respect of my sisters and brothers and cousins and friends that were in the choir. She saw me on Children's Day when they would have the children do all of the activities in the church, and I would be teaching Sunday school when they would give us the opportunity to grow and develop. Well, because I did these things, I didn't think anything of them, but she saw. But when she came to me, I set my heart against what she was telling me. Be careful when people see your gift, when people see your talent, they'll speak to you. And so God speaks to us in three different ways. He speaks through his word in the Bible. He speaks through the quiet voice of the Holy Spirit. And he speaks through Holy Spirit-led Christians. So open our heart, open our mind, open our ears to hear how God speaks to us. What makes us think that God does not know what he is doing when he asks us to bless our generation with the talent and gift that he has deposited in us before we were ever born? For me, it was feelings of low self-esteem, low self-image. I felt I did not know enough to do what he was showing me for my future. I rejected God for years. Every time I would meet a stranger, after being in their presence for about 15 minutes, they would ask me, "Are you a teacher?" I would say no. I got that so many times that one time I said, "Why are you asking me that?" And they said, "Because you exude that. Your whole demeanor, the way you talk, exemplifies a teacher." So one day I was listening to a minister on television, I'm in my 30s now, who said, when we let our emotions tell us we cannot do what God is calling us to do, we think we know more than God. That kind of thinking is wrong. God knows everything about you, and God did not make any junk. You know, I felt like the Holy Spirit gave me a spiritual slap to my face. I had been feeling that God made a mistake in asking me to do what he was asking me to do. I now know that we are to just say yes, and God will enable us to receive the people we need in our lives, the education we need, the experience we need, the material we need to do it. Hallelujah. Bless God's holy name. So here I am at the age of 32, and one of the church saints came over to my home. She was so excited. She had received a Pell Grant to go to school at the age of 54. So when she left, the Holy Spirit was talking with me. He said, "She's 54. You're 32. You can do this." So I applied, and I received a Pell Grant, money that I didn't have to pay back. And I went to Mary Grove College in Detroit on McNichols and Wyoming. The first day that I walked into that school, through those doors, the Holy Spirit spoke and said so clearly, "You are on the path to God's will for your life." So just as God had a call on Jeremiah's life, he has a call on the life of all who trust in God by faith. And God can use anyone in the furtherance of his redemptive plan if we are willing to submit to him and be used by him. Jeremiah had a long history which spanned the reign of a number of kings in Judah. My age is 72, and by the time I graduated from college, I was 40. And so for the last 32 years, I have been used by God with my gift. And as I was giving in my testimony, the training that I received from the education in college carried over when the Lord was telling me to go and get my certificate in Christian education, and then he told me to get my certificate to become a dean because he wanted me to open a Christian leadership school. Now, you're talking about someone who had to rely on the Lord's voice speaking to me, because running a school, that's something I hadn't ever done. But by this time in my life, I knew to rely on God, because when it comes to pass, he will get the glory. He will get the honor. He will get the praise. Hallelujah. So I did what he said. And in September of 2012, the school opened where I was helping people receive their Christian education diploma, just as I had received mine. So for 7 years, the school was operating under the power of the Holy Spirit's direction. In Jeremiah chapter 18, verse 3 through 4, the message of the potter is written as an application for us. The Lord told Jeremiah to go to the potter's house to observe something. And in the Message Bible, it says, "So I went to the potter's house, and sure enough, the potter was there working away at his wheel. Whatever the potter was working on, if it turned out badly, as sometimes when you are working with clay, the potter would simply start over and use the same clay to make another pot." Now, how are we going to look at that? Just as the potter works with clay until he has shaped the pot the way he wants it, so God has a plan for each believer's life. But guess what, saints? He does not reject us when we fail, but continues his patient work until he makes us what he wants us to be. God does not make mistakes. We do, because we do not yield ourselves to his plan, and we get off track. But don't despair. Don't despair. In the New King James Version, we find in Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, it says, "Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ." God is the God of another chance, as he was with Jonah and Peter. They got off track. They thought they had blown it, but God gives another chance. I can attest to the fact that God has given me many chances until I learned that lesson, that I was not a mistake, and God has a plan. God knew what he was doing when he made me. God knew what he was doing when he made you. In Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, the Message Bible says, I know what I am doing. I have it all planned out. Plans to take care of you, not abandon you. Plans to give you the future you hope for. Jeremiah also saw God's sovereignty is tempered by his mercy and patience. Hallelujah for mercy and patience. As the potter carefully reworks the clay to achieve the desired result. So God does not give up when we fail him, especially in view. Here is God. God has a right to change his will concerning a people in response to their behavior. Now, you can read about five other people that God set apart from birth. I'm going to repeat everything twice so you can write it down. Number one, Samson, Judges 13, verses 2 through 25. Samson, in Judges chapter 13, verses 2 through 25. Samuel, in 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 17 through 19, and 27 and 28. Samuel, in 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 17 through 19, and 27 through 28. John the Baptist, in Luke chapter 1, verse 15 through 17. John the Baptist, in Luke chapter 1, verses 15 through 17. Jesus the Christ in Matthew chapter 1, verse 18 through 23 through 25. Jesus the Christ in Matthew chapter 1, 18 through 25. And the fifth person, Paul in Galatians chapter 1, verse 15 and 16. Paul, Galatians chapter 1, verse 15 and 16. God knew you, which means he approved of you. God sanctified you, which means he set you apart. And God ordained you, which means he has commissioned you for service with his talents and gifts. Every person God makes is a solution to a problem. You never thought of that. But think of your contribution to another as an assignment for God. Take down these scriptures so you can do some more reading on the gifts given by the Holy Spirit. Romans chapter 12, verse 6-13. Romans 12, 6-13. 1 Corinthians, abbreviate that so you can get through this. C-O-R, period. 1 Corinthians, chapter 12, verses 12 through 30. 1 Corinthians 12, 12 through 30. Abbreviate Ephesians, E-P-H, period. Ephesians 4, 7 through 16. Ephesians 4, 7 through 16. To sum this up, Jeremiah was told, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I have appointed you. So here is a prayer that I'm praying for you, saints. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the reminder in Jeremiah that we were formed, each of us, in the womb. And we thank you that you have scheduled every day of our lives. Thank you for the example of Jeremiah, who was willing for the furtherance of your will and to put portions of Holy Scripture down for our learning. We thank you that from this day forward, our lives may be consecrated to you and that you would use us to fulfill your will in our lives for your greater praise and glory. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. And thank God. I now turn it back over to you, Brother Brown.
Amen. Praise the Lord. What a powerful word on tonight for such a time as this. I knew, when I talked to you, I already knew that the Lord had a word for you, for his people. And this is a much needed word on tonight. So many people needed to hear this word. And I love how your message kind of ties in with the spiritual food for thought. And for someone that tuned in late, did they not hear the spiritual food for thought? Now, remember, her message title is You Are Not a Mistake / You Are Not an Accident. Then the spiritual food for thought says, what are you doing to honor and glorify God? That's a question. So she gave us good examples through Jeremiah and all these other people that she, Moses, that she gave us references to and gave us the scriptures to back it up. So you, my sister, you, my brother, we are not accidents. God has a gift. He has talents in us, and we don't want to take our talents and gifts to the grave without God getting the glory. So, Sister Dean Gotti on tonight, I thank God for you. I thank God for allowing you to come across my path so that you would be able to deliver this powerful word over this worldwide platform on tonight. So God is glorified tonight. He knew who was going to be listening and what we always need. So I just thank God for you being obedient and you delivering to God's people what he wanted them to hear on tonight through you, through his Holy Spirit, and through his word. So continue to be blessed of the Lord. You haven't seen nothing yet, and I thank you for sharing that powerful testimony on tonight, how you said you were saved from death, not one time, but 8 different times, and you are now free from cancer too, like myself, but you've been free from cancer for 8 years, and how mighty God has used you in the past, how he's using you now, and he still yet have more work for you to do that's all going to give him glory. So thank God for you on tonight. I want to give you an opportunity before I release you on tonight. Could you please share with the listening audience how you can be reached? Could you give us your contact information? And also, if you want to give out any shout-outs, this is your time to do that.
Well, thank you. You met me because I am teaching people how they can have their own business at home without taking away from their personal goals and their professional lives. They can have an opportunity to build an additional stream of income. They can contact me at 313-585-9613. And my email is Hamilton, Hamilton, Dorothy, Dorothy, the number 6, Hamilton Dorothy 6 at gmail.com. That's my email. So if the for the cost of a moderately pair of shoes, you're able to start your own online retail business at home. And on the business website, I can show you how to set this up. So I want people to call me and we will talk and we can Zoom and I can show you everything that I'm talking about. Your business can be conducted in the 50 states and 100 countries and territories around the world. If you have a computer, I can show you how to do this. Bless you and thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, I heard you on the gospel station, I think it's WMUV, anybody, one of the gospel stations here in Detroit, Michigan, a couple of weeks ago. That's how I met you, and I called you right after that. You was on the air talking about that, and then I also introduced you to my youngest sister, Donetta Burney. And so I thank God for you, what he's doing in your life. And I was so excited about hearing what you were saying on the air, on the radio, that I had to give you a call. The Holy Spirit put in my spirit to contact you. And now, because of that, look what God has done through you on tonight, delivering this powerful word on tonight over this worldwide network and over this worldwide platform that he, I know without a doubt, that he has truly gotten the glory through you, his servant and ambassador and vessel that he is pleased with. And so as I have in the announcement, your husband, Minister of Music, Willie Hamilton, will be my special guest on next Thursday night. He will be delivering a word from the Lord, what God has given him to deliver to God's people on next Thursday night. He is also a minister of music. Minister of Music Willie Hamilton will be delivering God's word on this worldwide platform on next Thursday night, the 18th. So you want to tune in and be blessed by him and hear what God is going to say through him. So, Sister Dean Dottie, on tonight, you have truly been a blessing to me and to the worldwide listeners. And I love how you broke it down and you gave all the different scriptures that we can always go back to and refer to. That's why I always let the listeners know it's so important. You have the Bible and your pen and paper ready so you can write down these scriptures and follow along as the men and women of God come forth over this worldwide platform delivering God's word. Not with our opinions and not with our feelings, but what thus saith the Lord, that God in the end will get the glory. So for you, Sister Dean Dottie, you still haven't seen nothing yet. The best for you is still to come. So you continue to be faithful, continue to be the woman of God that he has called and chosen you to be while you was yet formed in your mother's womb, just like you said. And not only you, but for me, and for every listener on tonight, God had a plan for each and every one of our lives. We are not a mistake. We are not accidents. God knew what he was doing when he formed us in our mother's womb before we even took our first breath in the earth. God had a purpose and a plan for each one of us. So it goes back to, again, the scripture full of talk. What are you doing to honor and glorify God? So that's personal.
Yes,
that's a personal question for every listener on tonight. What are you doing, not your mother, not your pastor, not your sister or your brother? What are you doing as a faith believer in Jesus Christ? Are you being an asset to the kingdom of God, or are you being a liability? Are you fulfilling your God purpose in the earth that's going to give God glory, honor, and praise? That's the question for each of us on tonight. So we need to know that it's not about us. It's about God. It's about Jesus Christ.
Yes.
We are just his servants. We are his ambassadors, and we are his chosen vessels to be used in the earth that's going to draw men, women, boys, and girls that are spiritually blind, that's going to draw them to Jesus Christ, so that they too will open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ, and they too will come to know and walk in and live in and fulfill their own individual God purpose in the earth for God's glory. So, Sister Dean Dottie, once again, I want to say thank you, and you continue to be the woman of God that he has called and anointed and ordained for you to be in the earth. So, such a way to close
bless
out.
Bless you, bless you.
Tonight.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
I just give God the glory. It's all God. It's all God, and nobody but God. So, to God be the glory. We get ready to close out tonight, so you want to tune in on this coming Saturday night and be blessed by my youngest sister, Donetta Burney. She's the author of the book titled The Little Guard at the Gate and also The Best of Joy. And her website and children's store is now up and running. Go to www.joshtheguard.com. She will be my special guest on Saturday night. Then my youngest brother, the author of the book titled Don't Skip the Process, Making Life Challenges Work for You, will be my special guest on April the 15th. He is also a retired Detroit police officer. So he will be my special guest on April the 15th. Saturday night, March the 27th, and Thursday night, March the 25th, Pastor Norman King, the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministry. He's my first cousin. He is a pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries located in Greensboro, North Carolina. Will be delivering God's word on Thursday night, March the 25th, and then Saturday night, March the 27th. You want to tune in and be blessed by him and what God is going to say through him as well. So we're going to close out in prayer as we always do. Eternal God, I admit this in the name of Jesus. We come once again giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name because we know without a doubt that you are worthy to be praised. We thank you that you are in total control at all times. We thank you for your grace and your mercy toward each one of us, even though we don't deserve it. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. We thank you for his finished work on the cross. We thank you that he rose from the dead with all power over death, hell, and the grave in his hands, and he's now sitting at your right hand, making intercession for the saints of God. We thank you for your promise that once we're in your hands, nothing can pluck us out. We thank you that the blood of Jesus still works, and it will never lose its power. So we just thank you for Heavenly Father for being our everything. So we just love you, we praise you, we bless your name, and I'll continue to bless and strengthen and have mercy upon every faithful listener that tunes into this worldwide ministry. Continue to bless them and also the new listeners on tonight, that you would be glorified through them as well, and that you would grant them the desires of their hearts is our prayer. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, I always know that I love you. And I always say, know that and remember that God loves you even more. So until this coming Saturday, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.